Okay, so what are you wearing right now?
Oh,
you've
straight
got
to
three
the hard
badges.
Question.
You've got three badges here.
I do have three badges. So I'm going to look terrible right off the bat because the denim jacket is actually from H&M a few years
ago. Uh-oh.
I know, but I fully have a rebuttal prepared for that.
This is Emma Jenkins.
And our business organisation is called Thready.
Thready is an initiative about sustainable fashion. It all began after Emma kickstarted her very own sustainable fashion journey. And funnily enough, Emma came to this interview wearing a jacket from H&M. But like she said, she has a rebuttal.
Because I've worn it over 30 times, which...
Do you normally keep track of how many times you wear things?
I don't normally keep track, but ever since reading this really interesting, it's like this concept of if you wear something 30 times, then it makes it a sustainable purchase because it's not just something you've worn once and thrown away. So when I look at the clothes I've bought in years before becoming more conscious, I like to think about it as have I actually been able to wear this 30 times? So it's more like a benchmark. So I kind of think, have I really worn that many times?
And are you now tallying?
I don't tally, actually.
It's
a mind tally, yeah. So I know the items that I've worn time and time again, season in and season out. And then I know the items that I look back and go, that was not a good purchase. I have only worn that a few times. And
what don't you buy anymore?
It's always tricky and it depends what you're shopping for. There's always those grey areas, and that's really hard, where really you're just left to make the best choice you can. And sometimes, particularly as a student, to really go out and find those things, you know, things like stockings. And you're like, I don't know where to get that, you know.
Is there such a thing as sustainably sourced stockings?
I think there is. I think I did come across a brand recently which was doing that. Just kind of one of those random things where you think, yeah, it'll be no problem to shop all this stuff. And then you come to it and you're like, I really need that pair of stockings.
Even like, what about, do you choose to not shop at like big name stores now? It like just kind of in the thing of like, oh, I'm not like 100% sure how to trace this back.
There's an app called Good On You, which is excellent. So they rate brands based on their social impact, environmental impact, and their transparency, and they give them scores. So that's very helpful on where to shop, and they also have some, you know, quite low end of the scale ones. And there's also a report by Baptist World Aid, which you can download for free from the internet, which gives companies a grading from A to F. And so really, I base my choices off there. So anything below like a C or a D, I'm like, no, absolutely not. And then anything above that, you'd kind of need to convince me. I'm very careful about it now.
One thing that kind of rings a bell for me, MIA, like the musician, being at the helm of a H&M sustainability marketing thing. And I don't really think that being a fast fashion, internationally recognised manufacturer of clothing, how could they possibly be sustainable?
H&M's a really interesting case. So that was an H&M campaign. On one level, I have to applaud them because they're actually got some amazing sustainability initiatives. So they've got that Sustainability Week. They've got a program where you can bring in clothes to recycle your fashion and you'll get a voucher to spend in store, which is great because a lot of people don't know that you can actually recycle your clothes. So giving people that option is amazing. Where it gets a little bit tricky is that the fast fashion model that they're operating on can never really be sustainable. So that mass production of bringing out thousands of clothes of not very good quality fabric, that really a lot of it just ends up, you know, back in landfill or recycled or that kind of thing because it doesn't really last more than a season, that can never be sustainable. And actually what I think another issue with that is that because the fabrics are lower quality, then actually it's harder to recycle them. So you actually can't recycle them as easily as the really good fabrics. So it's kind of one of those things where on the one hand, I actually think they do some great stuff, but it's something that they can only do to a certain point. They're never going to be a sustainable model for fashion.
Are you aware of which materials are the worst?
Cotton is shocking.
Why?
2,700 litres of water creates one T-shirt. I mean, you think about that, and it just, for me, it blows my mind.
How?
It's to do with the production processes. Cotton is an extremely resource-intensive fabric to create. And it's funny because cotton is, like, just such an easy fabric. It's such a staple of society. But actually, the more I find out about cotton, the more I just think we need to find some alternatives. Linen is amazing.
Why?
That is not as resource-intensive to create. It's a really beautiful material, functions. It's natural fabric, so it functions the same way as cotton.
So do you now go out, you look at the material now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to say I'm a little bit lazy, and so I don't buy anything that you can't chuck in a machine. So
right.
I'm becoming a bit of a fabric junkie. I'm like, ooh, what's that made of? Out of? Why is it so soft?
Like silkworm. Like,
yes, silk. And like silk. I'm like, oh, that fabric is divine.
You actually brought up an interesting point. I had like a pair of shoes that I bought and I wore them overseas when I was traveling, to the point, like, this is probably TMI, but like they just smell, like, because it's either the way that they are made and the material used, and they're not meant to like last that many wears, and nobody, I don't think anybody would even really want to recycle them either, because maybe if you can deodorize them or something like that.
As you say, you don't really want to send a pair of stinky shoes to some poor person who's going to have to sift through them and be like, we can't recycle this, and chucks them out anyway.
What about online shopping? Buying something that might be from overseas, getting it shipped to you, it's in cardboard, it's lined in plastic.
Yes. Actually, I work in retail, so I see this every day with things that arrive wrapped in plastic, and every so often I kind of shake my head in the corner like, where is this all going? It's a tricky one. I definitely think shopping locally is really great. I mean, it's the same way that we have this focus on local produce. It's not only good for our industry, but there's something about it being local, and impact on the environment is less because it's not traveling those miles. It's just crazy if people had maybe thought about it in the first place, you know, is this actually something people would want to wear versus can I recycle this versus, okay, this actually just needs to go in the bin. Putting that little bit of thought into it is going to save a lot of wastage later.
We'll